What up, everybody? I am back. It's the Nation of Podcation Podcast. It's the People's Podcast. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea. And tonight, we have a Survivor Series review. Kicking off Survivor Series, we had the traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. I like what they did here with the opponent. We had Keith Lee, Braun Strowman, Sheamus, Matt Riddle, and AJ Styles from Team Raw. Team SmackDown, we had Jey Uso, Seth Rollins, Otis, Baron Corbin, and Kevin Owens. I was really shocked at the results here. Team Raw went with a clean sweep on Team SmackDown. Huh, you would have never thought this due to all the inner team beef that was going on Team Raw. You had all the big guys fighting each other. You had AJ Styles thinking he was the leader. Everybody's just bumping heads. Who would have thought Team Raw would have unified to go 5-0? The last remaining member of Team SmackDown was Jey Uso. He tried his hardest to go up against Team Raw 1-on-5. Just didn't have enough firepower. Too many big guys. Too much going on. Sorry, Jey Uso. Team Raw gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Next match of the night, we had the Tag Team Champions match. We had the Raw Tag Team Champions, The New Day, versus the SmackDown Tag Team Champions of the Street Profits. Well, I like the match, but I do think that Montez Ford is just overselling everything here. Every splash, every fall, every hit. He's just clutching his stomach. Oh, 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 oh. Doing all this extra overselling. Dude, just wrestle, dude. We don't need all the extra stuff. This match was fun because it's good to see the New Day work as a heel team. They haven't been bad guys, so to speak, in a long time. So seeing them do the dominant stuff, being the heel team, leading the match, it was something fresh, something new, old but new. When I first started watching the Street Profits, I was like, Montez Ford's gonna be the star in that group. He is the Booker T. I'm loving what Dawkins is doing. Big man, great in the ring, nice moves. He's been innovating new moves each week. Shout out to Dawkins. I like what you do in the ring. Back and forth action here. I love the action in this match. High spots, outside of the ring action. What can you expect from these two teams? Street Profits get the win here over the New Day to say that they are the best of the best as far as the tag teams in WWE. I'm going to give this match 2 stars. Next up, we had my favorite stable in pro wrestling, the Hurt Biz, come out with Bobby Lashley versus Sami Zayn and the Intercontinental Champion versus the United States Championship match. I wish these matches were title for title so we could really see who is the best of the best, especially with the title on the line. But no matter, Bobby Lashley dominates here. There's points in this match here where Sami Zayn's trying to mount offense. It's doing nothing. He goes to the rope to hit a clothesline on Bobby Lashley. Bobby Lashley just walks right through it and hits him with a clothesline of his own. Lots of games being played on the outside with the Hurt Biz. You got Cedric Alexander talking trash to Sami Zayn. You got MVP. He trips up Sami Zayn as he tries to get away. Not having it tonight. Bobby Lashley gets the win here in a basic glorified squash match. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars. Next up, we had the women's champions facing off. We had Sasha Banks from SmackDown, and we had my favorite female wrestler, Asuka, finally on the card, going up against Sasha Banks, woman versus woman. Let's dive in. Well, I'm going to start this off right. Asuka deserves better. She has been a secondary champion. She's been in secondary feuds. Her stuff on Raw has just been she's just an afterthought champion right now. I'm not liking how they're using my favorite female wrestler, Asuka. All that being said, these two women have great chemistry. I was really entertained by this match. I love what Asuka does in the ring. Like I've said millions of times, she's my favorite female wrestler. I love the way she can do her submissions. I love the way she does her action. I love her holds. Everything about Asuka, A1. Sasha Banks is solidifying herself as the top woman in wrestling right now. She's going up against Asuka, hard-hitting action. You know Sasha Banks always willing to take the chance, put her small frame on the line to do some damage to her opponent. After a series of near falls from both of the ladies, Sasha Banks gets the win here over Asuka. Really disappointed with that. I'm going to give this match 2.5 stars. Next up, we had the women's traditional 5-on-5 Survivor Series match. We had Team Raw consisted of Shayna Baszler, Nia Jax, Lana, Peyton Royce, and Lacey Evans versus Team SmackDown of Liv Morgan, Ruby Riott, Bianca Belair, Bayley, and Natalya. This was a fun match here. I like what they did with the storytelling in this here. I like what they did keeping Lana outside of the ring, continuing that bully thing. I like the ending of the match really well. Bianca Belair all by her lonesome. She takes out Shayna Baszler. Nia Jax on the outside of the ring. They get counted out. Bianca Belair goes outside of the ring, attacks Nia Jax. They have a brawl outside of the ring. She back body drops Nia Jax into the automated crowd. She is just too late, Bianca Belair, that is, of getting back in the ring. Her and Nia Jax get counted out. The winner and sole survivor is Lana? I'm gonna give this match 2 stars. Final match of the night, we had the WWE Universal Champion Roman Reigns with Paul Heyman versus the WWE Champion Drew McIntyre. This was a short build here. Both of these guys have the name recognition. I was excited to see what both of these guys could do in the ring. Then the bell rang. This main event just did not click with me. I had a couple of my buddies over. We were watching the pay-per-view. The match just did not click. Both of these guys have good name recognition. I just don't think they had enough time to put this match together. Both of these two are the head guys on their respective brands. So you would think a clash like this, two big guys, two marquee names, these are the two biggest names in WWE right now, and the match just fell flat for me. That was decent action going on, just hard-hitting action, a bunch of punches, a bunch of headlocks. They tried to go outside of the ring. I wasn't really feeling the stuff that they were doing outside of the ring. This match just was eh. Earlier in the night, Roman Reigns says he doesn't deal with losers and kicks Jey Uso to the side. He's like, dude, you're not even worthy to be in my presence right now. I don't roll with losers. With that being said, you know Jey Uso, he makes his way down to ringside, distracts Drew McIntyre. Roman Reigns gets the win here. The big dog to prove he is the top guy in WWE. Shout out to Roman Reigns. Roman gets the win here. I'm going to give this match 1.5 stars. Final segment of the night. We had the retirement segment of The Undertaker. Wow, 30 years. I remember November 22nd, that's my birthday, 1990, The Undertaker debuted, him and Bruce Pritchard, Brother Love. He came down as part of the Survivor Series team with the Honky Tonk Man, Greg Valentine, and Ted DiBiase to go up against Dusty Rhodes, Coco Beware, Bret Hart, and I can't remember who else the fourth person was. Undertaker's been around for 30 years from all the matches that he had. And next year at the Survivor Series 91, he beat Hogan for the world title with a little help from Ric Flair. He's had all kind of crazy matches. The Royal Rumble matches with Shawn Michaels, the Hell in a Cell with Mankind, the feud with Austin, the feud with The Rock, the feud with Kurt Angle, the feud with McMahon, the feud with Triple H, the feud with Brock, the matches with Shawn Michaels. The Undertaker has been one of the best of all time. Best character, best gimmick of all time, hands down.
My time has come. To let the Undertaker rest in peace.
All in all, this Survivor Series, I'm gonna give it 2 stars. Obviously, the best thing of the night was The Undertaker's retirement. Shout out to Undertaker one more time, one of the best in the business, 30 years as this character. Shout out to Taker, he rides off in the sunset. This Survivor Series, I feel like the women showed out here. I like what Asuka and I like what Sasha Banks did tonight. Shout out to those two. I like the women's traditional Survivor Series match. Bianca Belair looking like she's a star in the making. I can't wait to her to get that rocket on her back so they can push her to the moon. She is the star on SmackDown. Did like the Bobby Lashley and Hurt Biz versus Sami Zayn for what it was, a glorified squash match. So I did like that match, and I also liked the tag team match between the New Day and the Street Profits. Everything else on the card was meh. You guys know what time it is. Like, follow, share, subscribe, support Nation of Podcation everywhere you get your favorite podcast. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the oracle of ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.
What up, everybody? It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea from the Nation of Podcation. If you like pro wrestling, check out my weekly pro wrestling reviews at Nation of Podcation on YouTube, SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, wherever you get your podcast, that's where we're at. Also, make sure you subscribe on YouTube, and we take donations at patreon.com/nationofpodcation. It's me, the outstanding original, the Oracle of Ideas. I'm O'Shea for the Nation of Podcation. I am out. Peace.